A Florida State researcher's study is leading to changes in how children with diabetes are cared for at school. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Type 1 diabetes can be a tremendous challenge for anyone, especially children. Florida State College of Medicine Assistant Professor of Behavioral Sciences and Social Sciences, Kimberly Driscoll, explains.
People with type 1 are dependent on insulin, so they have to give insulin injections in order to manage their blood glucose levels. But that's only one part of the regimen. So in order to figure out what their blood glucose levels are, they have to test their blood sugar every 4 times a day, every day. They have to give themselves insulin at least 3 times a day, every day. They have to count the carbohydrates that they're eating every day. That usually is 3 times or more a day.
As you can imagine, that much monitoring can be tough for children. So that means adults at schools are there to help manage a child's diabetes. But as it stands now, in many states, only trained medical professionals, like a school nurse, can assist children. Driscoll says that can be a big problem.
With budget cuts, there are shortages in nursing personnel, and so the school nurse cannot be in more than one place at the same time. And there are data that show that school nurses cover multiple schools, or some districts don't have schools at all. And so the concern of the diabetes community in general is that if the school nurse can't be there, then children aren't getting the care that they need.
The reality is that the school nurse is not always available, especially for activities that take place after school or away from campus. Driscoll is the lead author of a study done by pediatric diabetes specialists to better understand if adding more trained adults like coaches and teachers to assist children with diabetes is the way to go. Driscoll and her collaborators measured parents' perceptions in states where policy limits who can help provide for their children and those in states that allow trained, non-medical personnel to assist, such as teachers, coaches, and other school staff.
It was the first step in what we are kind of see as a series of studies to see how do parents feel about this. Do parents in non-permissive states feel that or perceive their children to be just as safe as parents in permissive states?
The results of the study weren't very shocking. Most parents felt that while their children were safe with the school nurse, more would feel comfortable if a variety of school personnel were trained to provide routine and emergency diabetes care. After Driscoll presented the findings at the American Diabetes Association's annual meeting in Chicago, 3 states passed model safe at school legislation.
The American Diabetes Association, the diabetes community as a whole, it sees this as the first step to changing policy. We want kids to be safe at school. We want them to be able to manage their diabetes in a way that optimizes their health outcomes.
This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.